Welcome. I didn't mean to leave you prematurely. Excuse me. This is James Dennis Stringer, welcoming you to a spooky episode of To See Such Fun. This week's film is a Halloween staple in my house, usually best watched on the night before, one of the last films given Walt Disney's personal green light before his untimely death, Blackbeard's Ghost. Freely adapted from a novel by Ben Stahl, and far from being an out-and-out supernatural horror film, like the studio's hard experimental phase in the early 80s that etched The Watcher in the Woods and Something Wicked This Way Comes to Our Nightmares, Blackbeard's Ghost is best described as a ghostly comedy, peppered with slapstick gags and hilarious elements of silent pictures not seen even in 1968. The titular late pirate, played to perfection by Oscar winner Peter Ustinov, is boisterous, talkative to the extreme, and hilariously, adorably pathetic, as the loneliness of ghosthood has gotten to him. Disney mainstay Dean Jones plays Steve Walker, his corporeal companion, a track coach at a local college, who is the only one who can see the seafaring specter, for reasons best explained by seeing the film, and gives one of the best put-upon performances of his career. Playing opposite Jones is Suzanne Pleshette, erstwhile starlet of the Bob Newhart Show, trying to make sense of Steve's maddened antics while falling in love with him. The villain of the film is played to smooth, sadistic perfection by Joby Baker, and he makes for a truly nasty Disney villain you just love to hate. The film is also a character actor spotter's goldmine, with appearances from Richard Deacon, Herbie Fay, Elliot Reed, George Murdoch, and Ned Glass. Finally, the legendary Elsa Lanchester has one of the best comedic roles of her career in this film, bringing the best of her Universal horror roles along with her. On release, the film was a major success for the Walt Disney Studios, grossing over $20 million and a 3 out of 4 from Roger Ebert. But it became largely forgotten as time went on, only receiving a VHS release in 1983 and an abysmal pan and scan DVD in 2002. At last, in 2016, the film was remastered and given its proper dues on Blu-ray through the Disney Movie Club. Even the forgotten gems can have a happy ending. Ladies and gentlemen, Blackbeard's Ghost. Blackbeard's Ghost can be found on Blu-ray in the US from the Disney Movie Club and streaming worldwide on Disney+.